No, but I'm saying Kehanim. Okay, we're going to talk about. Good morning, good morning. Okay, we were schwitzing terribly on the sugya. Of Kohen Shemes V'nich Ben Chol. So we added two opinions in the Gemara. So again, just read through the couple of lines of Kohen Shemes V'nich Ben Cholo Rav Chizda Omar HaBen Chayev Liftoy Sezatzmoy Rav Avuno Men HaBen Chayev Liftoy Sezatzmoy. Machloik is if the son has to redeem himself. Kol Heicha Demesav Lacha Shloishim Kul Yalmoloi Peligi Deina Ben Chayv Liftoy Sezatzma. Sha'arei Zoch Oviv B'Pidyoina. So if the father lived for 30 days, and the son already entered the Chi of Pidyon HaBen, then everybody agrees he doesn't have to redeem himself. Ki Pligi Eich Demesa Abesech Shloishim Yoyim, Rav Chizda Ma Chayv Liftoy Sezatzma, Zochav B'Pidyoina, Rav Avuna Oma, Ein HaBen Chayv Liftoy Sezatzma. So basically, the Gemara here is bringing a machlekes between Avuna and Rav Chizda. If we say that if the father died, toich shloshim, whether the son has to go ahead then and redeem himself, simply he should have to, because since he never became chayv in Pidyon HaBen while his father was alive, so there was nothing for him to inherit. And therefore, when his father died, he left him hanging as a bechor without a chiyuv. And then when he turned day 30, he became a bechor with a chiyuv. And Melech, kishin his gadol, he has to redeem himself, like any bechor whose father didn't redeem him. He's chayv to redeem himself. That's the simple svara. That's Rav Chizda. And Rabbi Bar Avuna says that there's this svara of asinim ikar gavod lemetzo yishtini ba'adeh. That although the father was never chayv in Pidyon HaBen, but the son could still say, I'm coming from his koyach, right, which is an unclear svara. I'm coming from his koyach. He would not have been chayv in Pidyon HaBen. I'm also not chayv in Pidyon HaBen. So we'll get to his svara in a moment. And how we paskin, but we were working very much to try to understand what is the svara why everybody agrees toich shloishim, lacha shloishim, there's no chiyuv pidyon. That's really what we spent most of the time last week trying to understand what exactly is the son yarshining. Okay? The son l'chayr is yarshining nothing. Because l'maisa, the father didn't redeem him. The father was not even mafresh five sloim, because then there would be no debate. If the father was already mafresh five sloim, there'd be no debate. So the father was mafresh, it was his. Of course, the son doesn't have to, the Gemara wouldn't even have to say it, talk about it. So we're talking about a case where the father did not redeem the son. Toich shlosh. And he what did redeem his son? Lachash shlosh. And he died. So what is the cholol inheriting? Why is the chol inheriting anything more after 30 days than before 30 days? The svara that I'm coming from somebody who wouldn't have been chayef to give the kohen the money we have anyway. And that's why Rabbi Bar Avuna holds, no matter what, the ben cholol doesn't have to redeem himself. No matter what. But according to Rav Chizda, that's why in a way, Rabbi Bar Avuna is easier to understand. Because Rabbi Bar Rav Huna is not basing it on the fact that the son is inheriting the Pidyon HaBen. He's basing it on the fact that the son comes from somebody who wouldn't have to redeem himself. It's almost like he's saying, in order to be Chayv and Pidyon HaBen, you have to come from somebody who they would have had to redeem you. Almost, it's almost what he's saying. Why did Gemara ask? The Gemara actually asks. Oy bazoy, if a guy lives with a woman, a Jewish woman, the child should also be born. That was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara made a distinction. But that's really what he's saying. So in a way, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, we're going to explain his sheet as well. But his sheet, in a way, at least is more consistent. His sheet is, the son takes over the father's position. Whatever the father would have to do, the son has to do. Whatever the father would not have to do, the son does not have to do. Fine. Fine. We have one halachic question, which is, what's the difference between a goy that has a baby, and then that baby who's a Jew from a Jewish mother has to redeem himself? Okay. So that, we'll see, whatever the Gemara's theorist is. But at least it's consistent. Rav Huna, on the other hand, Rav Chisda, on the other hand, is saying, Toich Shloishim, and it seems in the Gemara that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna agrees to that far too. Because Toich Shloishim, Kuli Amalei Pligi, you don't have to redeem himself. Why? The Gemara says, the Kvot Zachar Av B'Pidyayna. What I'm saying is, the simple reading of the Gemara's Mashma, that even Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds that Toich Shloishim, you don't have to come on to his Svara, of Asina Mikar Gavra to Loimotzi Mishtoi Dina Ba'adei. He only unveils that Svara for Toich Shloishim. For La'achar Shloishim, everybody agrees to the same Svara. It's not that there's a machlek is about the Svara. We're going to get. So our problem was, according to Rav Chisda, that there's some kind of Yerusha, because he doesn't hold of the svara of Asina Mikar Gavod Loimotze Yashti Yadin Ba'adei. He doesn't hold of that svara. So according to him, what is the difference between Toich Shloishim and Lachar Shloishim? In both cases, the father didn't do the Pidyon HaBen. In both cases, there's nothing to Yash. It's very strange. Very strange. Now, if we learn, like Toisvis, who seems to hold that if the father's around after 30 days, he doesn't even have to be mafresh 5 slime. So we don't have such a problem. We don't have a problem then. Why? Because the Pidyon HaBen happened already. The only thing is happening. You don't have to be mafresh. But Rashi says klar, and the Rosh says klar, that if the father would be here, the father would have to be mafresh 5 slime. Like you said, the father was here, he would have to be mafresh first. It's just that then he would take the money himself as a kohen. Yeah. He would take the money himself as a kohen. But Lamai said the father didn't do that. So now the L'chaya, what does the chal have to do now? For sure, according to Rashi and the Rosh, he has to separate 5 slime. And now what? What's the Yarshan? What in the world is the Yarshan? He's a Yisrael. He's yashening 5 slum that his father never got. What is he yashening? And again, let's not forget that Rav Huna doesn't hold, Rav Chisda doesn't hold of the svara. Asina mikoyach gavod loimotzi lashti dina ba'adei. He doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold that way. He holds tak if the father died toich shloishim, the chol has to separate 5 slum and give it to the kohen. See, he does not hold of the svara that you could say, well, I'm coming from somebody who wouldn't have had to pay it. So if he doesn't hold of that svara, and these 5 slime never went to his father, he just made them right now 5 slime of Pidyon HaBen. So what's going on? What's the Yarshim? And it's not the svara of Asina Mikoyach Gavod Loimotzi Yishtu Yadina Ba'adei, because we don't hold of that svara. So what is it then? Again, he can't yashin something that his father never got. His father never got. That would be like him taking truma that his father never got. He can't take truma. Let's say you have a guy. He's a kohen. And he has a son of cholo. He's even makire kohen. Right? You always give him your truma. L'maisa, you want mafras truma while the father was alive. You can't, after he's dead, give the truma to the cholo. He's not a kohen. I let the kohen say, I yash in my father's position. You can't yash in your father's position. By the way, even Rabbi Bar Avuna holds it's not Yerusha. By Mesa Avtech Shloisha. It's not Yerusha. He just says, Kasina Mikor Kavali Motsi Yishtu Adina Badei. A new swallow. Yeah. You can't yash in something that the father never, that wasn't even here to become, to belong to the father. When exactly is the father Zoich in the five slime of the son? In the caver? When he's dead? When is he Zoich? That's the challenge to understand him. The five slime just now became five slime. These five slime didn't exist. Now I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, the Sfas Emes is so bothered by this kasha that he almost rewrites the sugya. The Sfas Emes learns that our sugya is talking about a case where there was an estate. Where there was an estate. And this is his spin. He learns that our Gemara is talking about like this. You have a kohen, he has a ben cholo, and he has an estate. And he dies. And now the estate goes to his son. Right? So normally, when you're chayef pidyon haben, there's a shibud on your estate. Right? Normally, when you're chayef pidyon haben, there's a shibud on your estate to pay. Says the Sfas Emes, but this guy who was a kohen who had a ben chol, his estate had no shibud. Because he was a kohen. He was a kohen. So there's no shibud. So he says, so now the nechasim are clean without a shibud. So the cholo yarshins that non-shibud nechasim. Notice the cholo comes and he says, one second, you want to make a shibud nechasim? No. I'm already zoichin the schus that my father had, which was that his property wasn't meshubud for this pidyon haben. That's how the Sfas Emes learns our Gemara. He holds, by the way, that if a man died penniless, a kohen, he died with no money, he left over a son of cholo, he has to do pidyon haben. Even lachash loish. He could have died 5 years later. The kohen had a ben chol, right? The kid was—he was penniless. He was so penniless he never did pidyon haben. He was penniless, yeah. And then he died when the kid was 5 years old. How does Sfas Emes? The ben chol has to redeem himself. You know why? He didn't yash in anything. So he's making a huge akimta in the Gemara. That our Gemara is only talking about, that's how he gets around that problem. Meaning, what is the son yarshining? He's yarshining debt-free, lien-free, title-clear money.
So why does he have to take money from outside?
Oh! Gevaldik! I don't understand. First of all, forget that the akimta is vilt. That the Gemara shouldn't say that. Pamed vom amurim. The Gemara doesn't say a word that we're talking about here, that he was in the state, that he was in Yerusha. The Gemara doesn't say a word about it. First of all, Fasem is a Chiddush Nifla, make such a kimta. But even if we would swallow this pill that's way too big to swallow, how does it help us? Why can't the Kohen come to you now and say, okay, very nice, you have title clear money, now stick your hand in your own pocket. Not only that. I want to take this money itself. Listen to my cash. What is Shibud Nechasim? Shibud Nechasim means you have Reuven. Reuven dies, right? Reuven dies, he owes money to Shimon. He has a son, Levi. Right? The halacha is that even though Levi doesn't owe Reuven any money, he yoyis that he yarshened his father's property, His father's property had a lien, so he has to take now from the property and pay back the loan. Right? You only have to come onto the concept of shibud when you want to collect a debt that the Yerush doesn't have. The Yerush's father had it. The Yerush's uncle had it, whoever he ousted. The Yerush didn't have it. Now you're going to the Yerush. The Yerush says, La Balfour Didiat, what are you coming to me for? Say, well, you're holding on to the property. Right? But let's say the Yerush has his own chayv. Right? So then we don't have to come to you now and say, the nechasim on the shibud. You owe me money. I don't care where you got this money from. Yerusha, lottery, profit, stocks. I don't care where you got the money from. You owe me money. So Stamazeh, what is this Fasemis game? David is saying, go get all the money. I'm saying, take the money yourself. Not Peter and Shibut. Not Shibut. You owe me money. Yeah, I don't care where you got the money from. You're a cholo. Al Korchach, the Sfasemis, is learning that there's some kind of schus that he's yarshening. In other words, it's not just that he's yarshening debt free. He's yarshening a schus as though, this is the way you have to explain it, as though he yarshened property that technically has a shibud on it for Pidyon HaBen, and it's revoked because he's a kohen. So that you yarshen the whole cycle. You're not yarshening debt-free. You're yarshening a lundish piece of property. You're yarshening a piece of property that has a shibud l'kohen with a schus that your father has a patas to shibud. Hakofer. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So according to the Sfasemis, you're yarshening this whole hakofer. It's a huge chiddush on so many different fronts. It's a huge chiddush. Do you kimt as a huge chiddush? How could you say that's what the Gemara is talking about? That's number one. And number two, even if we would accept the chiddush, it's a huge chiddush to understand what's going on. Huge chiddush. So I'm just telling you because that's one of the mahalchim, one of the few mahalchim in the sugya to try to get around this kash. With that approach. What are you talking about? The father died after 30 days? We're not talking about within 30 days. Within 30 days, then Rav Chisda holds, you have to do pidyon. The kid has to do pidyon HaBen when he gets older.
But he can take it himself.
That would... No. That's Rabbi Baravuna. Rabbi Baravuna is Macharish. That even if the father died before 30 days, the son could still say, I'm coming from somebody who you couldn't have taken to within time. Rav Chisda holds only if the father died after the son was 30 days. Because kvar zocho av bepidyena. So Sfasemis basically saying is, he never separated the money. It's true. But the father was zoche that his property was not meshubit. And that schus, that his property is not meshubit, is also a schus. And it's enough, it's concrete enough that the son could yarshen that. And now the son yarshens this exclusion. Exclusion from being able to collect even from other nechasim.
Is that the svara that the
My, I just want to add one point and then I'll hit. In Lufiani's diet, there's another problem. If the Sfasemis is right, what he's saying, if we accept the Svara, so why does they have to be in a state? Why don't we say, I could argue the same Svara without an estate. It's almost easier. The father yarshens the schus. Shibud is not something that goes on the karka in a vacuum. Every shibud is shibud aguf, which triggers shibud the chasm. Shibud the chasm is never in a vacuum. Shibud the chasm is an outcome of a shibud aguf. I owe you money. You have a shibud on me. And because of that shibud, my property is also a shibud. Whether it's nichsei dvari nishin avonlei, or it's a kinyan, whatever it is, it's because you have a shibud aguf to me. So why can't the svasema say the same shtikol tera without karka? There's a shibud that's on the father. And that shibud falls off because he's a kohen. And the son, Mamela, the son, the Arshan's there. What does it have to be property for? That's also unclear. There's so many unclear things about the Svasemis' approach that it's too big of a chiddush and it doesn't really help us so much. So why? Anyway, so the shaila is how we can learn the sugya here in a more simplistic way, other than these tremendous chiddush. We had Rav Shimon Shkab, who was analyzing from a different end. He didn't understand what pidyon haben means. When you don't have to give the money to the kohen, so what is the pidyon? That was Rav Shimon Shkab. Rav Shimon Shkab tried to say that maybe there is some untangible kedusha we discussed last week that you can't really explain what it is, but there's something there that's not tangible that you are redeemed. It's also very in the air, very what I would call luftik, very in the air. So here's an approach I want to suggest. This will also, you know, first of all, let me ask you another question. This is Rital Ghazi's question. According to Rashi and Asugi and the Rosh, that the father of the Cholol, if he was here, would have to separate it. And then it's his. But he has to separate the five slum. So that was a Shimon Shkop, was a separation. There's no Kedush on the Ben. The whole separation is nothing more than a monetary thing. And if the monetary halachas you keep it, so what are you doing? That's what Shimon Shkab's question. Fine. Let's say, okay, whatever it is, there's such an inyan. Why doesn't every Suffolk Bukhar have to do the same thing? What do you do by every Suffolk Pidyon HaBen? What's the halach? Potter. We have countless sugyas. Potter. What do you mean? Separate. So you know what the Rital Ghazi is in Echonami? Could be all the sugis that we had. Hamoitzim Echav Avarayu, your potter. That's not potter. You have to taka do the piyah. You have to be mafresh five slime and then say Hamoitzim Echav Avarayu. I mean, not only is it this is what the Rital Ghazi says by us. He says, maybe that's the... He says he doesn't understand why not. Meaning, if you're telling me that the Kohen who has a son of Cholol, he doesn't have to... It's better. He decisively doesn't have to give the five slum to the Kohen. That's Suffolk. He doesn't have to give the five slum. It's his five slum. He still has to separate it. So why in the world would a Suffolk Bechor not require separation? Now, I will tell you, besides that the Rital Ghazi is also one of these Chidushim that's Ara Shamayim, it's me'al ha-shamayim because it's not la'alocha. Because if you look at the Shulchan Aruch paskins in our sugya. Koyin shemeis, or not even koyin shemeis. Koyin sheyesh lo ben chol. Paskins like Rashi, you have to be mafish to five slayim and keep it for yourself. Meaning like Rashi. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins by Suffolk b'chor, you don't have to do anything. What's the difference? What in the world is the difference? If you hold like Rav Shimon Shkab, that taka, there's some kind of kedusha on the son, that there's a mitzvah to redeem, irrelevant of the money. So then, koyin shemeis v'niach ben cholol, that's why he has to separate it. So then, Suffolk Bechor should be the same. Which is, so the Rital Ghazi says, ain't a chanami. The Shulchan Aruch says not like that. Shulchan Aruch says, "Koyin shemeis v'niach ben cholol, you have to separate." And by yourself, nothing. Potter. Beautiful. End of story. My high. What's going on? If you look it up in Simit Shinhei, in Yeridei Shinhei, see if you test, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. I'll pull up the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's if you test. Yeah. Shinei Sif Yutes. That is chai v'haf v'shei slom l'pinyin b'noi. V'zeich el ha'atzmai. Zog te gohan poske kagosh. Right? Zog te gohan. That you have to make a separation and keep it. So again, according to Rav Shimon Shkab, some kind of a mitzvah, some kind of redemption that's happening, that's untangible, that we can't explain, something is happening, and you have a mitzvah to do that. Who cares where the money's going to go? You have a mitzvah to do that. Now go back, Shinhei, Sif Cotton, Sif Yud Gimel. Safik Bechol, Potter. Potter. You don't have to do nothing. What's the chiluk? If anything, I'm telling you logically, if it was faker, I would be able to explain it. If the Shulchan Aruch would have passed by Sofik Bechor, Mafrish Vehin Shaloi, and the Shulchan Aruch would have passed by Koyen Shemeis Viniach Ben Chol, you don't have to do anything like Tosfos, I would be able to explain it to you easily. Because by Sofik Bechor, maybe really, it's Mam and Koyen, and maybe really you have a chiluk, so therefore you have to separate it. Then Klapi Shmaya becomes Mom and Koyen. And now this is the number, you keep it till the Koyen can prove you wrong. By Koyen Shmez Yinech Ben Chol, it's Tamagalechta. It's decisively not the Koyen's. So what are you doing it? Anyway, that's really what's bothering the Rital Ghazi. That's what the Rital Ghazi says for Kelt from the Shulchan Aruch. Rital Ghazi says, if Koyen Shemez Yinech Ben Chol you have to redeem, then you also have to redeem a Sofik Bechor. And without a bracha, you have to redeem him. Okay. Now, one last question that I want to be Moir. There's so many other kashas in the sugi, but again, once we have a Malach, I think everything is maturis. But there's one last kasha that's kedai to be Moir. And that is, again, with this whole idea where you're mafresh and you keep it, or by Petach Amor, we have a similar halach. Okay? But there's one problem with Petach Amor. Petach Amor, you have the same halach. If whenever there's a suffix chiv, Petach Amor, you're mafresh, you say, you keep it. Okay? So there it's easy to explain. Because the Petach Amor is asabano. So there it's very clear. You have a donkey, the donkey's asabano. You take the seh. The seh makes it mutter banah. Done. You're doing something. That's Rav Shimon Shkab's whole point. That by Petach Amor, I understand what you're doing. You're taking the kedusha, the iser from the donkey and removing it. So it's true you're keeping the seh for yourself. But you accomplished something. You took a seh. You took off the kedusha off the donkey. You put onto the seh. That's Rav Shimon Shkab's whole point. But here's my problem. Rebbe Lezer holds, if you remember in the first parak we had this, that if you don't give the donkey to the kohen, to the seh, the donkey still also bana. The iser only goes off after you give the seh to the kohen. So what do you gain by mafresh v'hein shalom? Stop, Makasha. I'm bringing this in because it's going to help us understand this. What do you gain? I understand if you hold the moment, you take the seh, and you redeem the donkey, so the iser goes off the donkey, then I understand what you're accomplishing. But if you learn like Rabbi Elazar, that the donkey remains also until the kohen is zayich in the seh, so what have you accomplished? What have you accomplished? Same question that Rav Shimon Ishkop is asking by us. You can ask over there the same question. Okay. So here's what I want to share with you as a svara. And I think, again, it would help us understand our sugya much better. We find at the end of Pesachim, mamish the last sugya in Pesachim, a machlekes in the Gemara, a shayla in the Gemara. Who makes the Shechiyonu by Pidyon HaBen? Right? The Gemara is two tzadim. Avi HaBen Mevorech, the Kovid mitzvah. Does the father of the son make a bracha, Shechiyonu? Because he's doing the mitzvah. Right? For sure the father makes the bracha, al Pidyon HaBen. The shayla of the Gemara is who makes the Shechiyonu? Does the father of the son make the Shechiyonu? Why? Because he's doing the mitzvah. Oi, does the kohen make the bracha? The komatia hanor liyadei. Because the kohen is walking away with five slayim. He's walking away with five slayim. That's the Gemara. Now, agav urcha, the Gemara, this is the biggest drive from this Gemara, that when you do a pidyon, nothing's happening to the kid. Because if something's happening to the kid, the father's really getting the main hanor. The father's getting the kid redeemed. The father's getting the Kedusha, the Issa, whatever's on the child, removed. The Gemara says, no. Maybe the Kohen makes a bracha, the Kamatya, and all the other. So, the Rashash is a very interesting question. The Rashash in that Gemara says, what are you cheap on Shechianos? Why are you being cheap on Shechianos? You say, oh, it's like we have one Shechiano to give out. Who are we going to award the Shechiano to? Are we going to award a Shechiyonu to the father? Because he has a reason. It sounds like from the Gemara, the father has a reason to make a Shechiyonu. Because he's doing a mitzvah. The Kohen has a reason to make a Shechiyonu. He's getting five slayim. Who should we give it to? Zokta Ashash, Hayara Shem Tikso. Give him a Shechiyonu, give him a Shechiyonu. It's a Gavaldik Akash. That's what Ashash's question. Let them both make a bracha. That's his question. The Tzlach, the Noi de Biyuda, says, I don't understand Bechlal. Why would the Kohen make a bracha? He says, the Shechiyonu is not on the Hanor. The Kohen gets many matnas kuna. The Kohen gets royal, chayayim, keva, truma. He never makes a Shechiyonu. When the Kohen normally gets matnas kuna, he doesn't make a Shechiyonu. Right? So Pidyon HaBen is a matnas kuna. Right? So why would the Kohen make... The Gemara says, maybe the Kohen makes a bracha. Why? Why would this matnas kuna be different than all matnas kuna? The Kohen never makes a bracha on matnas kuna. As I fact, that's the kasha of the tzlach. It's a great kasha also. What's going on in the Gemara? So clearly what you see, whether you're like the Rashash's problem or the tzlach's problem, you see from the Gemara, we're not really dealing with a shechiyonu that's on Hanor. We're dealing with a Shechiyonu that's on the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And that's why there's only one that we can give out. It's a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah. The father is doing one part of the mitzvah. And the Kohen is doing a part of the mitzvah. And the Shiloh of the Gemara is, which one of them makes the Shechiyonu? Makes the Shechiyonu of Pidyon HaBen. That's obviously the Shechiyonu. That answers the Rashash, answers the Noi de Biyuda. But the question is, what is that piece of the coin? See, here's what I want to say. When we speak about the donkey, okay, we say that the donkey is a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, of Pidyon Petach Hamor, and we said the reason why there's a mitzvah on the of Pidyon donkey, we understand, we don't have Rav Shimon's kasha by a donkey, because there you're taking the Isra Anor off the donkey. We don't have a problem. But you remember from the first parak, we have a machlekes, the Yudah of Shimon. It's machlekes tanoim, whether the donkey is also bano. Rav Shimon holds the donkey is mutabano. He holds the donkey before you redeem it is also mutabano. So we could ask the same kasher if Shimon is asking over here. We could ask by donkey. What's the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? Especially when you mafresh v'hein shaloi, when you mafresh the donkey and you keep it yourself, Same kasher and Rav Shimon Zisk. But really, Bechlau, what's the mitzvah pinyon? What is the pinyon? The same thing Rav Shimon is saying by us. What is the pinyon? All I'm saying is the same question you're asking by Pinyan Aben. You can also ask by Petach Amar, according to the Manda Omar, who holds that the donkey is Mutabana. If you hold the donkey is Osabana, we understand. If the donkey is Mutabana, you have to ask them. I'm not asking why there's a mitzvah of Petach Amar. I'm asking, what is it? What are you doing? The same question of Shimon Shkaf is asking by Pinyan Aben, what are you redeeming? I'm asking what? I'm not asking why. The Gemara asks why. Why was the donkey chosen to bestow upon it the mitzvah of Petach Amar? So the Gemara says, because the donkey helped us. I'm not asking that. I'm asking ma, not lomo. What is it? What is this mitzvah? What? The same thing of Shimon Shkop is asking by Pinyan Aben, what are you redeeming? See, here's a svar I want to tell you, and I think it's maybe a parshat svar. And that is that the donkey is a siba to be mechayev of you, mom and kohen. In other words, the donkey is triggering a matnas kohen because the firstborn donkey was born. Through it, via it, there's a chiyuv to the kohen. When you go ahead and you redeem the donkey, you're removing from the donkey the shibud that the kohen has. The kohen now has a shibud. That was chal the second the donkey was born, the firstborn donkey. That shibud, that's chal. So when I say redemption, you're redeeming a shibud that's to the kohen. That's what you do. Right now there's a shibud to the kohen. The Gemara even talks about whether you could take the donkey itself and give it to the kohen. Say, here kohen, take the donkey. The Gemara talks about that. Okay? Because the kohen has a shibud here. He has a shibud that's triggered through the donkey. When you redeem the donkey, that's also a redemption. And just like there's something called Kedusha Zaguf, where the Kedusha is that it's used for the Mizbeach, there's something called Kedusha Zdama. What does Kedusha Zdama mean? I'm giving something to Hekdesh. And what's the Kedusha? The Kedusha is not objectively. The Kedusha is that through it, there's a monetary schus to Hekdesh. So just like there's something called Kedusha's Domim to Berek Abayas, there's something called Kedusha's Domim for Matnas Kuna. And the firstborn donkey triggers a chi of Mom and Koyen. And when you redeem it, you are relinquishing that shibud, that's Neveya from the donkey to the Shevet Kuna, to the tribe of the Kana. That's Pidyon Petach Amar. If you hold the Hamar as also Bano, so you're accomplishing a double task. You're removing the Shibud Mom into the Kohen, and you're making the donkey Mutabana. But even if there isn't an Isser on the donkey, there's still a Shibud Mom. And that Shibud Mom, there's a mitzvah to remove that Shibud Mom. And that's Chal. So I want to tell you a Chiddush. Even if, after you remove it, you're going to be able to say, Hamoitzim Echaveh Olavaraya. So what? I still remove the shibud off the donkey, which is the mitzvah. Now I'm left with a seh, which the seh may be mom and kohen, maybe not. So now, but I finished my obligation of removing the shibud from here. Now comes the moitzi mechavel levaraya, and it takes care of part two. Part two is, now I have a chiyuv to give the set to the kohen. On that, there's a mitzvah, there's a moitzi mechavel levaraya. Now, why does not moitzi mechavel levaraya also remove the chiyuv to take the shibud off the donkey? Simple. Because that could be removed without it coming out of your domain. Hamoitzi mechavel levaraya only parters you from the money having to leave your domain. But removing the shibud from the donkey and holding it, you can't use Hamoitzi mechavel levaraya. Because Hamoitzi mechavel levaraya can only be used. Hamoitzi mechavel levaraya is like a fence around your property. Within that fence, it doesn't parter you from any obligations. Hamoitzi mechavel levaraya is a tall fence around your property that anybody that wants to invade and take your nechosim, I have a moitzi mechavel v'ray. The pigeon of the donkey, that's done within the property. So you can't use a moitzi mechavel and say, hey, a moitzi mechavel. That's why you have to redeem it. Now we come to part two. The kohen wants to invade and take the sir. A moitzi mechavel v'ray. Mamela, we could say very possible. The reason why Rebbe Lezer holds the donkey is still osabano till you give it to the kohen is because the monetary issue has not yet been fully resolved. Donkey is still osabano. But now, step one of the donkey issue was resolved. I put it onto the set. Right? The sheep is now off the donkey. Now what? Now the kohen wants to take it. I'm going to make a v'gaya paskins. So now there's no more business between me and the kohen. Mele Issa goes off. Because even Rabbi Lazar agrees that the Issa Ano is Neveya from the moment Kohen. He just holds, hey, 1 second, till you fully resolved the moment Kohen issue, the donkey remains us. It's not enough for you just to move the Shebut over till you resolve it. But here I resolved it. I moved it over. I had to move it over because I'm Moitzi Mechavel V'Raya. Couldn't pattern me from moving it over because that's still on my property. And then when it came to step two, the Kohen now actually taking the Seh, now I'm Moitzi Mechavel V'Raya. So I resolved all monetary issues between me and the Kohen. Now the donkey is Mutabana, even according to Rebbe Lezer. Push it. It's not possible. Now let's go to Bechor Adam. Bechor Adam really is very similar. Bechor. A firstborn child is born. Frekev Shemishkapa, what are you doing? You're doing a very simple thing. That firstborn son triggers a shibud of Chamish Sloim to the Shevet Kohuna. The mitzvah of the Torah is to take that shibud and to put it onto 5 slayim. Exactly like the Seh. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is fully completed exactly like the Seh by giving it to the Kohen. It's a process. Hafrosha. By doing Hafrosha, you took what was represented on the banner and you put it onto the 5 slayim. And now, step two, give it to the Kohen. Comes the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Gemara analyzes. The Kohen is also playing a part here in the mitzvah itself. Because the mitzvah is incomplete till it goes to the Kohen. Right? It's incomplete till it goes to the Kohen. Memela, the Gemara is a Shiloh, who makes the pinyon aben? Does the father make the pinyon aben because he has the lion's share in the Maase mitzvah? Or does the Kohen make the Shechiyano on the mitzvah because he has the Shlemus? When the Hanor goes to him, that's the completion of the mitzvah. The Gemara is a Shaila, who makes the Shechiyana? On behalf of mitzvah's Pidyon HaBen, who makes the Shechiyana? It's one mitzvah. You can make 2 Shechiyanos on 1 mitzvah. Who gets awarded that Shechiyana? Fine. I think it's Mamish Pasha. Now, that's L'chor Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says like this. You have a son. He's a Cholo. Right? He's a Yisrael. On a Yisrael, there's a mitzvah pinyon. Rashi says, so there's a mitzvah pinyon. There's no way to get off that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called pinyon. You have to do pinyon. Okay? Now, since there's a mitzvah pinyon, so you have to be mafresh. Right? But, what is being mafresh 5 slum? What's that first step of being mafresh to 5 slum? The mafresh to 5 slum is to make it into Mamon Kohen. That's really what you do. To take those 5 slime. And to make those 5 slime into Mamon Kohen. Okay. So Rashi is saying very simple. If the father was alive, he would have done that. He would have been mafresh to 5 slime. Okay. And then he would have kept it himself. Now, are you telling me, what did he accomplish? Very simple what he accomplished. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. I just have to add, there's one Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, What happens if a guy is goyzel as oviv? He steals from his father. And then his father dies. How is he mekayim ve'yishuv zakzeila? He's the Irish. If he has brothers, he could give them back. But let's say he's the Irish. He's the only Irish. How's he mekayim? So you know what the Gemara says? Moichel la'atzmai. Moichel la'atzmai. Moichel la'atzmai. What does that mean? He's moichel to himself. It sounds like a guy has psychological problems. He goes to the mirror and says, "My moichel." Well, what is this? What's he being moichel? No, but I'm just saying, what is the process? So you see a fascinating thing from the Gemara. You see from the Gemara that you could be one person, but you could be zoiche in money for different reasons. I could wear a different hat. Why am I getting this money? I'm getting this money because I'm this. I'm getting this. I have different. The money may not leave my domain, right? So what the Gemara L'Chaim is saying is like this. The guy stole. He has a mitzvah now to be Mekayim Veheshiv. Yeah? No. When he yashened his father's money, so he got the money as a representative of his father. Okay? Now, there's $1,000 that he stole. Now there's a mitzvah that he should be zoich in that $1,000, not via Yerusha. Because via Yerusha is not Veheshiv. By him saying, you know what? I as a Yerush, and foregoing that Zela, it's not changing ownership, but he's saying, I'm holding on to the money now, not Peteras, I yashin the money, but Peteras, I was Michael the money. I'm a balabas now to be Michael that money. I'm Michael from the money to be returned to the estate. And that's also a kin. Koyin, Shehiniach ben Chola. Okay? Now, it's true. He has 5 shloim in his pocket. It's true that 5 shloim doesn't have to leave his pocket. It's true. But by him being mafresh of 5 shloim and saying, you know what? This is becoming moment of Shevet Kuhne. It's moment of Shevet Kuhne. And now, there's no dinam moitzi mechavel v'raya. I could hold on to it now as a kohen from Shevet Kuhne. I'm not holding on to it else. This is my 5 shloim. I'm holding it now because this is Pidyon HaBen money that I'm being awarded als matnas kuhuna. So you have the full mitzvah. There's nothing chosar in this mitzvah. The mitzvah is being completed. Where the amoytzi bechavel v'raya disallows the money from leaving the rishus, there's no way you have to separate it. So when you have a Safik Bechor, where ultimately you're going to try to make it into Mammon Koyin and hold it, you didn't do anything. You have not accomplished the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is incompleted. Elamai to do a Chatzim mitzvah, something we don't find it in Yud for Chatzim mitzvah. By Petach Amon, the Torah was Mechadish such a thing, that there's 2 steps to the mitzvah, and it's worth to do one without the other. It's true. Here it's one big mitzvah. So when you have a Safik Bechor, where ultimately the end of the day is a din of Amoitzim Echavel V'raya, so you have no way to complete the mitzvah because the money will never go to the Kohen. So you're never making it even Mammon Kohen. Mashenkein, the Cholol, the Ben Cholol, the Kohen Sheyesh Le Ben Cholol, he will ultimately take those 5 shloim and keep it. But he'll be able to keep it als koyin, not als, this is my 5 shloim, I don't have to give it to anybody. He'll be able to keep it als koyin. So it's a whole mitzvah. Yeah, it's a regular pidyon haben. I'm the koyin. Mechabit myself with the mitzvah. The 5 shloim is staying by you. It's true. It's not staying by me. It's being awarded to me. Als mamon koyin. So the whole mitzvah is miskayim. That's why there's a din afrosha. That's why by a Safik Bechor there's no din of afrosha. And by a ben cholol there is a din of afrosha. It's all It's all one thing. Oh, so the reason why there's a need to be mafresh is not because there's an inyan to be mafresh on its own. It's because I could do the whole thing. But if, let's say, I'm not around anymore, so I cannot go ahead and hold on to the money that was awarded. Right? So now what? Now the shaila is, what does the Ben Cholol have? Ben Cholol yarshins the same schus that you had. What was your schus that you had? You had a schus to the five slayim. You had a schus to the five slayim. And the only reason why you had a mitzvah to be poida was because you can award yourself the five slayim. You can award yourself the five slayim. There was never a din to take the five slayim away from the kohen. Avadanah, the kohen is potter. Kohen is potter from giving five slayim. And that's the whole mission earlier. Kohen is potter from five slayim. Nervas, so what? You can hold it yourself. I'll scream. So Mela Mafresh and keep it. The Ben Cholol now yarshins the schus that his father already had. His father had the schus already. B'chaim Chayusa. As soon as he reached the age, the day 30, the father had the schus al scream in the five slime that the son that this son triggered a shibud for mum and claim five slime. His father had a schus in those five slime. When he was alive. He never facilitated it. So what? He had the schus b'chaim chiyusin. The reason why he would have separated it was only to do the mitzvah. Go through the mitzvah. Why not go through the mitzvah? Separate it. But the schus mamon, as soon as his kid reached 30 days, and there was a shibud from the b'chor Adam to the shevet kuhuna, his father had the schus in that shibud. At that moment, nobody could have taken that schus away. Now he died. He gave over that schus to his son. What's the problem? It's a regular monetary schus.
But he died before Shloishim.
Oh! If he died before Shloishim, so then the shibud was never even triggered. The shibud was never even triggered. If the shibud was never even triggered, so there's nothing to yarish. The son is yarishing the actual schus mamon that his father had. And his father had a schus mamon. What would have he done if he was alive? He would have separated the five slayim and kept it for himself. The schus that he has. That schus that he had not after he separated the five slayim. He had that schus before he separated the five slayim. Our old kasha was, what's the son yashining? The five slayim weren't separated yet. They don't have to be separated yet. They don't have to be separated yet. Because the five slayim is triggered by the Bechor. The chiv to give those five slayim to the Kohen is triggered by the Bechor on day 30. It gets triggered, and the father has an immediate schus in those five slayim. And why does he do it for? If he has a schus in the five slayim, why go through the process? Because why not? It's a mitzvah. Take the five slayim that you have a schus in and walk it through. Walk it through the door. You talk, I have a schus in the five slayim. Walk around the building and get the mitzvah. Now if the father died, that schus that he had, the son yashins. Like any schus moment. Why should the son yashin the schus? If he died within 30 days, then pastor's not. We'll see what Rav Chisda held. That we'll get. We'll see what Rabbi Barvuna held. But this is what Rav Chisda held. So I think it's very poshut. Again, Pidyon HaBen, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is that every firstborn child at day 30 triggers a chiyuv that five slayim should be given to the kohen mikoychoy because of him. And the day he turned 30, on his 30-day birthday, is when the father, his father is zoiche, his father is a kohen zoiche in that schus. Now, even though he's zoiche in that schus, he's mafresh to hold it because that's a mitzvah. In what case? First, not so posh. The way we're learning is not so posh. Our taste is even on case with this. Look at Tosfos. Not so Pasha Tosfos argues. Okay, now let's go to Rav Chisda. Just to explain Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, I think, is saying like this. I mean, Rav Huna, everybody got Rav Chisda now, Kol? There's a regular Shibud moment that's triggered by the Bechor on day 30. If the father's a Kohen, he's Zoichin that Shibud. He goes through the process. Rashi says he would be Mafreshit if he was here. Yes, to get the mitzvah. Why not? He goes through the process. He separates it. And he's Zoichin the Midin Kohen. Why not? We would never be able to take the money away from him. No Kohen in the world would be able to take it away from him because he's Zoichin it. He's a father, he's Zoichin it. Now that he died, the son yashins it. If he died within 30 days, so then, there was never, the money was never, the shibud was never here. The shibud was never here, there was never anything to be zayich. What is Rav Huna Rav Yishu? Really, we had a sugya on Yud Aleph. I don't know if the Olam remembers, going back a long time ago. But on Af Yud Aleph, the Gemara spoke about somebody who's loikeach tvolim imurochim min oivid kichov. A guy took rain. He made Gemar Malach and everything, and he sold it to a Jew. Does the Jew have a chiv now in Matnas Kohanim? Does the Jew have to give to the Kohen, the Matnas Kohanim? The Gemara says no. The Kohen can't come to you and say, give me Truma, because you could go and say, I'm coming from somebody you couldn't have taken. Over there, we paskin like that. Over here we pass like Rav Chisda, that only if the father died, lachar shloshim. And over there we pass not like that. So all the achrayim is the steering. Lalacha, in other words. Over here in our Gemara, Rav Huna says, even if the father died, toich shloshim, you could say, I'm coming from somebody you couldn't have taken to it in turn. Right? And on Yud Aleph, we have the same svara as Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Over there, we paskin like Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua. And over here, we don't. What's the difference? I think Rabbi said the difference is very simple. Over there, the machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav Huna al Korchach is not in the svar of Mishtoi Mikrech, Kavod Loi Motzi Lashri Yedin Abad. Machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Chisda is, when is the Shibud Momen Chal on the Bechor? Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua holds. In other words, by Tevel it's very clear. As soon as you do Gemar Malacha, that triggers a Shibud to the Kohen. There's no question about it. And therefore, if you went to a you bought it from a guy, he can't collect it from you. Because I'm coming from somebody who, when the obligation was triggered, you couldn't have done it. By our sugya, Rav Chisda says, nothing happened until day 30. It's like the kid wasn't born yet. Rav Huna holds, no. The Shibud is Chal as soon as he's born. It's a Shibud for Lachar Shloshim. And therefore, I can Yarshin that as well. I could Yarshin that. So the Machloikis, Rav Chisda, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, is not in whether there's a Svara called Mishtoi, Mikavad, Loi Mishtoi, Dina Badei. That's not the Machloikis. Machloikis is, what is the status of the Pidyon HaBen money prior to Shloshim. Rav Chisda holds it's triggered by day 30. Rav Huna holds it's triggered by Leda. And day 30 is just when it matures. It gets validated. It's like you have a ticket, and the validation date is day 30. But there's a ticket. And in that ticket, if you're a client, there's an exemption in that ticket. Memela, you are Moirish to your Yershim, the exemption. That's Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Rav Chisda holds the Leda doesn't trigger a Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen. The Leda just is a potential. What triggers the Pidyon HaBen is Miben Chodesh. Uptuyav Miben Chodesh. That's when there's a Chiyuv. And maybe like day 30, if the father wasn't here, there's a Chiyuv that's Chal right now on the Ben. There's no father. Chaim Ol Shalom. It's done. This also explains the Gemara's Teretz. The difference between a Goy. It's very unclear, the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara says, by a Goy, even Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yishua agrees that the son has to redeem himself. What's the difference? It's very simple. Because the chiv is never noiled on the goy b'chlal. There's no chiv in a p'tur. Rav Huna Rav Yishu's whole idea is that something gets triggered from the moment of Leida, but not by the goy. Nothing is triggered. What do you mean, not around? Yeah, so. Same thing. It's like a goy. It's like a goy. There's no father. So, it's chal on the vlad. Look, shiagda. It's triggered by the later. It's triggered by the later with no p'tur. Okay. Well, complicated, huh? Eh?